getting you to be a better drive southbound I-15 from downtown towards Point of the Mountain. Of course, you do have the delays at the point, but right now from Murray into South Salt, into the Sandy area, that's your slowest spot, but that's just below the speed limit, not major delays like we had earlier. The 215 Bell routes are looking good, and I-80 out to Tooele County is looking good with a little bit of slowing right at the Lake Point as you exit the freeway. Dave Meekum.
Just when things looked like they were improving on I-15, getting through this accident area in Alpine, they did have the HOV lane open. They've blocked it again now, though. So if you're coming over the point, heading southbound into Utah County, you're going to start to see those delays at the bottom of the point around Draper. And you're going to be in very slow and go traffic all the way over the point until you get past the accident scene at the SR-92 off-ramp in the Highland Alpine area. Actually, it's technically in Lehigh. But if you're heading down that way, when you get past the accident, you'll be in good shape there. The northbound slowing we had coming through there is pretty well dissipated. Mark?
Northbound I-15 looks pretty good, leaving downtown Salt Lake City till you get to Lagoon, and then it's going to be very heavy up to just north of Hillfield Road. One of the reasons it's so slow in Gainesville is because you have some trouble clearing about 200 north. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together.